Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. Some big pharmaceutical companies are responding to criticism they've gotten over ads that pitch medicines directly to consumers. Two of the companies have now voluntarily adopted limits on such advertising. Drug maker Bristol Myers Squibb announced yesterday that it's doing so. Marketplace's John Dimsdale joins us from Washington. John, what is Bristol Myers doing exactly?
The company is pledging not to advertise drugs to the general public for at least a year after they've been approved for sale. Bristol Myers says this will avoid the problem of patients going to their doctor to ask about a new drug even before the doctor fully understands the product and whether it's right for that particular case. Bristol Myers joins another drug company, Johnson & Johnson, which announced a change in advertising strategy a few months back. Johnson & Johnson is now designing their ads to be more educational in nature, more clearly explaining a drug's risks and benefits. Plus, the Pharmaceutical Industry's Lobbying Association says it will issue a voluntary code of conduct for television commercials sometime next month.
So why are the drug companies responding now to these critics?
The Vioxx case drew a lot of attention to the role that ads play in patient care. Remember, Vioxx's manufacturer Merck pulled that painkiller from the market last year when studies showed that it raised the risk of heart attacks. Vioxx was heavily advertised, and critics said it pushed people to ask for the drug when they didn't really need it. Doctors, patients groups, and lawmakers are looking at imposing some limits on drug advertising. Michael Weinstein, the president of the nation's largest AIDS group, AIDS Healthcare Foundation, says it's dangerous to ask average consumers to decide what drugs are best for them.
As it relates to HIV, the ads are leading to complacency about the disease in terms of preventing disease, because people have the attitude that, you know, it's no big deal if I get it because I'll just pop a pill and then I'll climb mountains or travel the world, because that's the nature of the ads that are being run by the companies.
John, do the companies have a response to that?
Well, they're hearing this criticism. Pharma, as I said, the drug lobby, is working on a voluntary code of conduct for their ads, but there's already some question about how far that code will go. I asked the group's spokesman this morning whether Bristol Myers' moratorium on advertising new drugs for a year would be a model for the industry, and he said no. He said that the industry believes that the public has a right to know about new drugs. Plus, he said the code will only cover television advertising, not newspapers or magazines. So some critics say that the industry's reaction is, and will be, too little too late. They're pushing for laws to prohibit certain types of drug ads. They say in some cases the marketing budgets for drug companies are bigger than the research and development spending. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we're previewing the Christian Slater movie, The Deal. Can a movie focused on world energy markets really be a summer blockbuster?
Thank you, John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.